and winter returns, high only in the upper 30s. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
Adam Lapp!
The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma, always coming through. All the best part of waking up, sponges in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony, with that doo-wop, doo-wop ditty. Whoa, one more cup, and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me.
And a very good Monday morning to you folks. Adam Lepp here, live in the studio at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio in Marion, Ohio. We had quite a broadcasting spectacle in the last couple hours. Scott speaking with the gentleman, Richard, who pilfered the statue of Lady Justice, along with some Marion history during the first hour of the program. You know, when you turn the dial to 107.1 megahertz, or if you're not within about 10 miles of Marion, for your virtual listening device, your Alexa or what have you, you never quite know what your ears will be treated to. And that's how we roll here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. This program is called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And of course, Adam is I. And in case you are wondering, what exactly do we do on a program called Mid-Morning Coffee Break? Well, we drink too much coffee, but I did that earlier. We take a break, maybe from some of the struggles and hassles and stress of the day, and we just talk about stuff. And that's what radio is about. Food for thought. You'll learn something, maybe invite some controversy, and like any program on this station, there is always a surprise or two. And any program where I take the microphone, there will also likely be a wisecrack or two, or three, or four. We are taking your telephone calls. Again, many topics to discuss. Always the issue with the masks and the vaccines. Things going on in Marion, the auditor, the recent election results, the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series, NFL, college football, Ohio State certainly having a pretty good year. The weather, seems like last week we had spring, summer, fall, and winter all in the same week. Or again, pick a topic. That's how we roll here. We invite your opinions and insight on many different things. And the phone number is 740-383-WWGH. One especially fantastic thing about this program is that I have a co-host, a microphone mate or brother in broadcasting. And I've been promoting this on social media, so the suspense is about to be satisfied. We'll introduce my co-host today, who's a radio host in and of himself, and I'm sure he will have a plethora of interesting perspectives to share with you folks, and his name is Chris Michael Ward. So before we introduce him, let me make sure that the intern has properly duct-taped the equipment, that the right jacks are plugged into the right receptacles, and that I've turned up the right knob. Yeah, we are taking your telephone calls. Chris is quite an interesting dude, so if you'd like to speak with him, he would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. So let me see if the microphone is working properly. Chris, how are you doing on this rather wintry Monday morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, well, fair to medium, or as I sometimes say, acceptable and slightly irrespectable. That's one of the many ways that I describe my current state of mind. Now, Chris, we kind of met because we're both radio people, fascinated by the business, and we also see how the radio industry has changed a lot. Almost every day we see differences in broadcasting, ways of listening, the types of shows that are broadcast. Now, when I was just a tot, all you could do was listen through your AM or FM radio, or again, shortwave, or an alternative type of station frequency. But we didn't have Spotify, didn't have iTunes, didn't have Sirius XM and certainly didn't have Alexa and the Google Assistant. Nowadays, we still have the old-fashioned or old-school method of listening, AM or FM, and of course, we're FM at 107.1 megahertz, that's MHZ, but we have Sirius, this station, as well as most stations that also broadcast in the traditional manner, have a website and a presence on TuneIn or another app where you can just listen on demand through your smart device, Alexa, or what have you. And of course, we have Sirius, and certainly I'm a fan of the 70s and 80s Sirius channels, the old school R&B, the soft rock channel, 17, The Bridge. Stations that you can actually pick the kind of music you like that are tailored toward people not necessarily of a specific generation, but a specific interest in music. Now, you've been around the broadcasting business, Chris, for at least a dozen years, and yeah. Unlike myself, you actually are formally educated in broadcasting, which is a good case in point, because it'd be fun to talk about exactly what you learned when you went to broadcasting school, mm-hmm. which was about a dozen years ago. But yeah. Before we do that, because we do like to cross-promote, as I see, we're all on the same team, and each talk show that's on the air anywhere in the world, I think, benefits by other talk shows mm-hmm. being on the air, as I think you would agree. Mm-hmm. So you have a talk show where you're a co-host. Mm-hmm. It's on Blog Talk Radio, and we've had other people that are on Blog Talk Radio. Mike Essen, a conservative host who I've had on my show. I've been on his show, and he's been on Scott's show. Mm-hmm. There is a plethora of topics and viewpoints that are available mm-hmm. to people that listen on Blog Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, tell us about the program that you co-host on Blog Talk Radio.
The program I co-host on Blog Talk Radio is called Unmasked with authoress Terry Lyle. We are uncensored. We have no FCC license, and we do it Friday nights at 7:30, 4:30 Pacific on Blog Talk Radio.
And that's available at blogtalkradio.com. And yep. You can just search for the show, because there are dozens and dozens yeah. of programs.
Yeah, now, just search for author Unmasked, UNMASKED, with authoress Terry Elio.
Now, an authoress, that's like a female author, right?
Yeah, she's written about 11 books, yes.
Okay, and mm-hmm. then Unmasked is not about not wearing masks to stop COVID. It's actually a different kind of an unmasked connotation.
It means uncensored, but we talk about the mask mandates. Me and Terry both agree that we support the mask mandates, but yeah, it's about uncensored.
Oh, so you and I don't agree on masks.
No,
well, that's going to be fun, isn't it? Sometimes it's fun to have somebody in the studio who has viewpoints different than yours. Well, we may go back to that. Again, mm-hmm. listeners, if you want to call in, maybe ask Chris why he doesn't feel the same way about masks that I do. Mm-hmm. 740-383-9944. We are also available on a live Facebook video. Mm-hmm. Yes, if you want to look at my face, I'm not sure why you would want to look at my face at 10:20 in the morning, but Halloween has already passed. But in case you do, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, go to my profile. You will see Adam Lepp is live now, and there I am in all my splendor at our studio with all of our memorabilia.
Yeah, nice studio too.
Yeah, this studio, Chris. In getting to your radio career. Well, before I do that, mm-hmm. because I'm notorious for digressing. Uh-huh. You had a really interesting guest that was scheduled to be on your program last Friday. Again, it airs 7:30, which mm-hmm. is a good time because it's half an hour long, and it is right before Scott and Angie Evers take the mic for their Friday evening radio experience, mm-hmm. show that I often listen to and call in, mm-hmm. which could be because I don't have a life. We can get back to why I listen and call in so much. But anyway, between 7:30 and 8, you and the authoress Terry E. Lyle take the airwaves at Blog Talk Radio, and you have a guest coming up on, I guess, Black Friday,
yeah.
who is supposed to be on this past Friday. Uh-huh. And really has a lot of, I think, relevance to Marion and Ohio, as we have had many presidents who have had roots, residences from Ohio. Of course, Warren G. Harding. Mm-hmm. On the way here, we visited the Warren G. Harding tomb and got some photos, which I thought was pretty cool. There's a lot of history in Marion, not to mention what Scott and Richard were talking about for the first 2 hours of this morning's programming. But Warren G. Harding certainly was involved in some scandals and relating to his wife Florence, which we've talked about in detail on the show. You're having a special guest, you and Terry, mm-hmm. on the day after Thanksgiving, with, I think, a lot of relevance to President Harding and President Kennedy and President Clinton and a few others. So tell us about this guest who's coming up later in the month and exactly what the topic will be. I've kind of implied it, but why don't you go ahead and share with our listeners exactly what to expect.
Okay, well, the guest whose name escapes me at the moment, which is not very good of me, but she's going to talk about us, presidential wives and why they stay with their cheating husbands. So it's going to be a very interesting show.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think presidents, they're all prim and proper. But sometimes they're not. Yeah. I had a guest on my show who wrote a book. I showed you the book, Chris. It's about presidents and their potty mouths mm-hmm. and how they would get aggravated and, again, sometimes use words that you can't say on the radio.
Right.
And, you would think Donald Trump, okay, that he probably had a potty mouth, and Richard Nixon was known to have one. But, you know, President Carter, you think he was a Southern gentleman. And he was, and he is. I mean, he's our longest-lived president. But even he would sometimes fly off the handle just a little bit. You know, being president, Chris, is a stressful job.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think, you know, if I were president, I probably would have a potty mouth also. I mean, it is a job where you're constantly under the microscope, and the stresses can get to you. And so the book that and I had the author on, his name was Mike, was quite fascinating. And it's funny, because you realize that presidents, you know, they're human beings just like us.
Mm-hmm.
You just sometimes expect some superpowers out of someone in such a high office, but just like any celebrity, they're just regular people.
Mm-hmm.
And the book illustrates that really well. And in your case, it doesn't just apply to what they say, but what they do in their free time
mm-hmm.
and what activities they might participate in mm-hmm. that you might not think a president would. And there was a lot of scandal, of course, with President Clinton. There are, again, being Marion, there are so many discussions about Warren G. Harding. Will we ever exactly know all the specifics? I don't think we ever will, and that's part of the fun. That's the mystique of someone like Harding, who really did have a lot of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no secret that John F. Kennedy and Jackie Kennedy,
uh-huh.
if they sometimes had wandering eyes. So I think the show will really be fascinating, and the fact that you saw the history attached to President Harding gives you some perspective, and you saw the little notes on that circular thing about the president and his wife.
Yeah, like I was saying to you, Adam, I've never been to Marion, but it's a very nice small town, and I was fascinated by the gravesite of Harding.
Sometimes the most interesting things that you discover are mm-hmm. after someone has passed away. It's kind of a shame, but it's kind of how things are. You get a different perspective.
Yeah.
But Chris Michael Ward here, a fellow radio person, is my guest here in the studio here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with me, Adam Lepp, taking your telephone calls. Again, feel free to call about the plethora of topics that we have delved into on this radio broadcast, 740-383-WWGH. Also, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, you can also view my live video on Facebook if you so desire. I don't see why somebody might be interested in looking at me talking to a microphone, but sometimes it gets a good perspective to see somebody actually doing a radio program. Want to let you folks know that just like Hillary and Melania, we have a private email server. Did you know that, Chris? We have a private email server. And you know what? I'm the person who manages and runs and programs the famous WWGH private email server.
Well, hopefully you don't get put through the mud like they put Hillary.
Oh, no. We don't delete any messages, only the ones that are known to be junk. We read every single one of them. So mm-hmm. if you'd like to send me an email, I would love to hear from you. I'm going to go ahead and take this. My goodness sakes, this is Thunderbolt Patterson calling. We have a celebrity calling our show. Let me know, Chris, if you can hear, because I had to rig up a little bit of a thing here. Mm-hmm. Thunderbolt Patterson, how are you today? What a surprise.
Very good, and you, sir?
Oh, very good. We have a celebrity caller. How about that?
Wow.
You've heard of Thunderbolt Patterson. He's a legendary wrestler.
Yeah, he's been on the station many times, I've seen. Yeah.
So what's going on today, Thunderbolt? How's the weather there in Atlanta?
And I'm not in Atlanta.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in Iowa.
You're in Iowa. Well, Iowa probably is colder than it is here.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Yep, well, that's okay. It's about 35 here, but it's sunny, so it's not too bad.
It's 35 degrees here today.
Same weather in Iowa. Can you hear him okay, Chris?
No, I cannot. I can't hear him.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to rig up a little setup here. I just forgot to bring headphones for him. That's fine. So what's going on today, Thunderbolt?
Oh, I'm just calling to see what's going on down there.
Well, not too much. We had a guest on with Scott earlier. It was really fascinating. He is a gentleman, Richard Carey, who pilfered the statue of Lady Justice back in 69 years ago.
And okay.
He actually signed a confession, which I took a photo of while we were on the air. So that was pretty fascinating. That 69 years after he committed the act, that he has finally come clean and admitted to pilfering of the Lady Justice statue, which is something you're not going to see in a lot of different stations.
That being said, wouldn't it be nice if more people would do that?
I certainly agree, Thunderbolt. We need people to kind of
healing.
Go clean. Yeah, I mean,
healing.
Excuse me for
interrupting you, but just healing, doing what is right, understanding, and trying to get along with people and confessing to their sins.
We understand, Thunderbolt, that human beings are by nature not perfect, myself included. Believe me, I might joke around, but I can assure you, boys and girls, Adam is anything but perfect.
None of us are perfect.
And if we do things that are something we're not going to be proud of, coming clean, and even explaining why you did it. I mean, Richard was kind of explained what he did and why, and, you know, you got to respect a man for that.
Oh, yes, certainly. And that's the reason I'm bringing that point out, you know, that, you know, we, times and situations, one individual never know what they would do. And, you know, and things have been so hard and things have been so twisted and we follow so many different people and so many different things till people are subject to anything.
Yeah, definitely. You know, life will hand you, life hands you lemons, you make lemonade. You've certainly heard that, and I go by that truism. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that's so true nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, I was just checking in this morning to see how that super family of Ohio was going, and to tell Scott and Angel to have a good day.
Yeah, do you have any questions for Thunderbolt, Chris?
Yeah, Thunderbolt. What made you be a wrestler?
Well, I guess that's kind of in my blood. I mean, mm-hmm. I wrestled when I was in school. One thing was my mother sent me to the YMCA when I was a little kid.
Oh.
And that's something that I'd done. I picked up on. I loved it. And I was just thankful that she kept me out of trouble. Mm. I had the opportunity to learn something that, it's one of the biggest things in the world today.
Yeah, I think sports are a way for kids to learn social skills. Obviously, it's good exercise. Many things, and I encourage sports. Even if you're like me and not very athletic, not coordinated, there's always a sport for you. That's kind of why I've turned to going to the gym.
Right,
because it does require a lot of coordination. to lift weights.
And focusing on something that's good, something that is able to help you grow and discipline. All of those things plays a real big part in our lives.
And I would say, even if you're not good in sports, I would say the arts, because when I was in high school, that's what I did. I was part of the high school plays. So sports or the arts?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. There's so many forms of art and so many forms of things that we as humans can do that is different from the violence and I like to put it, it helps you not have so much stinking thinking on your mind.
Yeah, definitely. I think for someone who is a science major, who's always kind of been a bookworm in school, you know, using my mind more than my hands, I've come to realize as I've gotten older, the arts and sports, gym class, sometimes they're kind of competitive, and we don't want to put that burden on our kids. But you should learn the arts. Take music lessons, and you know everybody has some kind of an art skill. With me, I kind of discovered in early adulthood it's my voice, talking voice. I mean, I sing, but more for comedy purposes. I have a, I think
that's Do what you do.
Yeah.
That you do so well, so much better than others.
Yeah, I mean, and as a retired wrestler, Thunderbolt, you've turned me to your ministry. To being a talk show host, you've just been fascinating when you've been on the air with us.
Yeah.
So, you always find the talent, even if it's after one career is over.
Well, it's just good to be around good people.
Yeah.
And to be around people that understand life and wanting to grow more in life.
I definitely agree. Every day you wake up is a learning experience, and
absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
I won't keep you. Just I called just to say good morning and heaven hi to Angel and Scott and the staff there, and try to stay warm.
I will do my best.
Tell Scott give me a call when he gets out.
I will be sure to do that. Thank you so much for calling, Thunderbolt.
Thank you.
And you stay warm there in Iowa.
Have a nice day.
You too.
See, that's how we roll here on The Talking Place. We get calls from fascinating people that are on the air with us regularly, like Thunderbolt Patterson. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. That was a surprise call, Chris. We didn't expect Thunderbolt to call. He does from time to time, and he does listen.
Yeah, that's nice. I thought he had a question for me. I ended up asking him a question.
Yeah, it's okay. He'll answer questions about anything. The guy can talk about every possible topic. 80 years old.
I know.
He is sharp as a tack. He's 80, but I hope I'm that sharp when I'm 80.
Me too.
And you had actually listened to some of his shows.
To be honest, I really didn't listen to Thunderbolt Patterson with no disrespect intended. But I did listen to a couple of Scott's shows, and I think Scott did a great one with Jim Gannaw and Phil Donahue. And you know, Scott's great at what he does.
Yeah, you're a Phil Donahue fan. So
I am. Yeah.
Did you ever think that you'd be walking into a studio where we talk to people of that magnitude? You never quite know.
Well, you know, You know, you talk about my media, going to media school. That was back in 2008, and then I worked on a couple of radio stations. But it's been years since I've entered a radio studio, and you know, this one's fascinating, and I like this one a lot.
It's kind of a sort of a flea market, grandma's attic look. It's a hodgepodge of our memorabilia, our photos.
It's very homey, yeah, but it's not run down. It's very insightful.
Yeah, insightful is always good. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls. Again, we will be happy to talk with you about a variety of topics, some of the controversial and newsworthy issues of the day, and something else we do on this program. If you have an issue with your computer, maybe your printer isn't printing. Your monitor is only monitoring your headaches. Maybe you want to throw your Windows computer out the window. Ever wanted to do that, Chris? Throw your Windows computer out the window?
No.
But you know people that probably have.
Probably, yeah. And I will say, you know, just to get a little plug to Adam, I've actually seen Adam fix computers, so, you know, he really is the real deal. So if you guys need computer help, definitely call Adam.
Yeah, I am to computers like Nolan Ryan is to strikeouts.
Right.
Let's put it that way. And, you know, when you call during this program, it's pro bono. Now, pro bono doesn't only mean that you are a fan of Sonny and Cher. It does mean that.
Or, yeah.
But it also means no charge. You won't have to slide your credit card through your phone or anything. You won't have to send me a Cash App. I'll just provide technical assistance at no charge.
Yeah.
We might put you on the spot and tell a joke or two, but that's the price you pay. But it's not a monetary price. So again, problem with your smartphone isn't very smart. Your monitor monitoring your headaches, and again, your Windows computer, you want to take a sledgehammer to it, which right. I do from time to time.
Uh-huh.
740-383-9944. And before Thunderbolt called, Chris, we were talking about our private email server. We're unlike Hillary and Melania. We read every single message. We don't delete them unless we get aggravated, in which case we very well might delete them. And you can email me at adam@wwgh1071.com. Scott@wwgh1071.com, Terry@wwgh1071.com, and Sean@wwgh1071.com. Even if you just want to call and ask how you doing, that's fine. We're happy to speak with you and also provide any insight to any opinions or chit-chat that you might want us to ponder. About 22 minutes before the hour of 10 here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Adam here with a first-time guest to our airwaves. And his name is Christopher Michael Ward. Mm-hmm. But you can just call him Chris because that's a lot easier than trying to give his entire name.
Yeah, well, actually, Chris Michael Ward, it was a stage name that I came up with because when I first started, they said that my forename was too long, so I went through the whole reincarnation of CMW, which is my initials, and then C. Michael Ward, which is my Google name, and now it's just Chris Michael Ward. So it is what it is, folks.
Yep, it is what it is, as they say in the movies.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, this is also your first time in Marion, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
We won't really, well, unless you want to give your age, we won't really. Well, actually, I told Scott you were in your 30s, so we'll just go, you're in your 30s.
Well, you know, I'm very open about my age because I don't look it. 33.
Yeah, we're 90 years old total, and yeah, we probably could fool a few people, couldn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we could.
We both age very well. I don't get older, I get better, which means that at my age, I'm pretty good. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what I was getting at was this was your first time in Marion, Ohio. You've been to Dayton, Cincinnati, Cleveland, but never to Marion, and you're quite impressed.
I am, yeah.
It's very historical, and there's so much to do here. And people are friendly. Low cost of living, easy to get around. It's a good place, and good place to have a radio station. So I'm just so proud to be part of The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Now, we visited the Harding Memorial.
Yes.
Be nice to have our final resting place as large and as beautiful as Harding's. It's really quite impressive.
Right.
Very, 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 something we're really proud of here in Marion. And just the all the stories about President Harding and his family just adds to the intrigue and the mystique of this part of the country and makes for good fodder, certainly for radio talk shows.
Uh-huh.
Again, taking your telephone calls here at 740-383-9944. Chris Michael Ward is my guest here in the studio. And Chris, I mentioned that you went to broadcasting school. I'm self-taught. I've never been to a broadcasting school.
Well, I'm not that smart. I had to go to a media school, which was called the Ohio Center for Broadcasting. Now it's called the Ohio Media School. So it's nice that you're self-taught, but I'm not that smart. So.
Okay. Well, don't give me too much credit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you went to broadcasting school, and you said it's in the 2008-ish.
2008? Well, it was 2008. There's no ish. Yeah.
You had several teachers who were big shots in the radio and TV business, which
yeah.
is, I guess that's what's nice. I mean, you had these guest lecturers. Now, we're trying to get Geraldo to come to the station. I think we probably will. Yeah, you're probably tired of me telling you about the Geraldo story.
I'm not a fan of Geraldo. No, no, no.
But was Geraldo one of your teachers, by chance?
No, it was just local people. It was like local people from local stations, like Terry Sullivan from WSYX and WTTE, which is the Columbus, Ohio's local ABC and Fox station. Ronnie Hunter from local radio and TV people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to hear. Mm-hmm. So no one quite as fancy as Geraldo.
No.
Now, last week you had the pleasure of meeting my long-term friend Patrick, formerly of the Morning Zoo. He was on the Morning Zoo WNCI for about 14 years.
And he is awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So pretty cool. You know, you be friends with me, and I'm really not that interesting. In fact, I'm very uninteresting. But I have some of these friends that are definitely not the kind of person you would meet every day. You even met Thunderbolt Patterson over the phone. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I know a few people, like, you know, because working with Terry, I know people, I know a couple of backup singers who worked with Bette Midler. I met comedian Jeff Dye. You know, I met a few people. I'm not.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So Patrick from the Morning Zoo you met. Now, remember, he did a lot of stunts with Weasel Boy, who's a Marion native, who's been on the show many times. Mm-hmm. He went through a car wash. He got stuck in a water slide. He's made fake phone calls, like, calling a former employer saying he couldn't make it to work. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of radio type pranks that he participated in.
Right.
So, you know, when radio people meet, even if it's the first time, you're going to have these stories, and the second and third time, more and more anecdotes and life tales that enter into the picture.
Yeah, and I've actually gone to lunch with you and Patrick, and you guys are both fascinating, you know, fascinating people.
Yeah, you never quite know, and that's what's fun about the broadcasting business. Yes. Adam Lepp here with my microphone mate of the day, brother in broadcasting, partner in crime, that's maybe a little more appropriate, Mr. Chris Michael Ward, discussing his radio career and formal education in the broadcasting business. And this is being his first time in Marion.
And on the station.
Just discussing his impressions of this station. Mm-hmm. So you find our eclectic and interestingly modeled studio to be quite fascinating.
Yeah, I've not been in a radio studio in so long, and it's nice to be back. My little, you know, I was semi-retired for a year, so it's nice to come back into the business.
33 and you were semi-retired?
Yeah, I had a company with my late partner Mark Robinson, and then he passed away, and I had to let the company go, and then I guess nobody wanted me till Adam came along.
Yeah, well, it's always good to befriend radio people and take a look at their experiences and in your case, your formal education, and see how it combines with what we do here at WWGH, our plethora and variety of people that we interview and the topics that we talk about on this station. Adam Lepp here on a program we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls at 740-383-9944.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Adam Lepp! Well, no cakes because I'm on a diet, but that's okay. I'll have some low-fat ice cream instead. That's my little jingle, which I always enjoy playing. Because you know that you are something, or in my case, something else, if people sing your name. Or, you know, in case I forget my name, because I have a senior moment from time to time. I hear that jingle and I remember exactly what my name is. About 15 minutes before the hour of 11 here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls, again, doing a live video on my Facebook. And you can give us a ring at 740-383-9944. On the last Saturday of every month, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, have a breakfast. You know, when you're hungry, this picture is making you want to go to this event. And we do encourage you to do that, as it's supporting a great cause. At the VFW, 1614 Marion, Marysville Road, last Saturday of the month, between 7:30 and 10:30 in the AM. Also on the first Friday of the month is the 2021 Free Fresh Food Distributions. Bit of a tongue twister there, Chris. Free Fresh Food. Mm-hmm. But knowing how much I like food, you could understand that I'd be able to say that without a problem. So the next time will be December 3rd. It's at All Occasions, the Event Center in Waldo, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road. Any family currently living at 200% or less of the federal poverty level is eligible to receive food. ID is required. Proof of income is not. Each family will receive food from over 11,000 pounds delivered by the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. Many great events here in Marion that we'd like to share with you here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Adam Lepp here on a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And again, I have the pleasure of having a special guest co-star of sorts, Chris Michael Ward, in the studio with me. This is his first time at this radio station, which also means that it's his first time on the show with yours truly. Let me ask this, Chris. We've been on about 35 minutes or so. Do you think this will be the first time, or maybe one of many times?
I'd be glad to come back. You know, make a regular appearance. I guess that's up to you and Scott and the higher ups.
Yep. Well, we will certainly keep that in mind. Shall we not? So, your impression of WWGH Radio is it certainly is worth all the hubbub. Yeah. And we do many really cool things here, and it's not just our celebrity guests, our local political guests. It's just that the fact that we have a variety of topics that we can talk about.
Yes,
and you don't often see that on every station. Many stations nowadays are kind of structured as to exactly what kind of hosts they might have, what kind of topics are okay, and what kind of guests would be allowed. And that's what I think is great about this station, that you never quite know exactly what's going to happen. Even I wasn't aware of whom Scott was going to be interviewing this morning. We find out it's the gentleman who had pilfered Lady Justice. I was quite fascinated, and again, it was a really good program.
Mm-hmm. Well,
good morning. You are on The Talking Place with Adam and Chris.
Good morning, Adam.
How are you today, sir?
Very good. This is Pastor Craig. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I told you about Pastor Craig.
I had a question for Chris. I was wondering, you know, with what you're doing on the blog, and with everybody that has blogs and everybody that has podcasts and things that are out there, how do you get your name out? How do you get recognized? How do you get yourself out in front of everybody else?
The Facebook, I have a Twitter, I have an Instagram. I'm constantly self-promoting. I just keep myself as I can.
But there's a lot of competition out there.
Yeah, there is.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, marketing yourself, you know, in 2021, all the competition, it can be a headache, but it can be a lot of fun because you never quite know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm always self-promoting. I'm always putting my views on the Facebook and the Twitter, and always on my phone. You know, it's an addiction, but it's part of the job we call media.
Well, thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks for calling, Pastor Craig. And again, your program is on this and every Sunday morning between about 11:15 a.m. and 12, and it's called Study His Word.
See you, Adam.
Thanks, Craig. Have a great day. Adam here on The Talking Place with my co-host Chris, taking your telephone calls at 740-383-9944. And what you told us, they're always self-promote. Yes. But it can be a little frustrating because you never know exactly where you're going to get the success. Yeah. And if someone is going to beat you to punch, so to speak.
Yeah.
Keep plugging away.
Yeah, and you know, I guess I'm one of those people that I'm not trying to be neutral, but my opinions is how I guess is how I stand out, and you know, I'm very political and very keep up with the times, and I got lots of big names on my Facebook and my Twitter, but I try to be I do a lot of homework. I try to do as much homework as I can, so I'm not just I try not to just ramble. I try to know what I'm saying. I almost said a cuss word I can't say, but I try to know what I'm saying.
Well, it's okay. You get behind the microphone. You know, I've had no preparation for this show. I figure I'm better just coming in cold. People will call. We will shoot the breeze with them. And we will discuss the issues of the day. Now, you and I, again, don't agree on all issues. We agree, I think, on most. But, you know, the biggie, the big M word and the big V word. We don't have, we have some agreement, but mostly it's disagreement. Mm-hmm. So maybe the next time you're on, we'll get a little juicier with this show and discuss, maybe debate exactly the V and the M words. People know exactly what those are, of course. 8 minutes before 11 here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with me, Adam, and my brother in broadcasting, Chris Ward, or Christopher Michael Ward, if you
Chris
want
Michael
be,
Ward,
if you want to be fancy about it. Across from me, discussing the issues of the day, taking your telephone calls, and with me, I don't mind putting my guest on the spot, and a show without Adam would certainly be a show without wisecracks, because you will certainly get one of those from me every few minutes.
Exactly.
You know, Chris, man's best friend no longer has to put up with joining humans on the sofa for soap operas or the latest binge-watching series. Soon, the nation's dogs will have a range of specialist, dog-friendly content to enjoy. Dog TV. What would they think of next? You know, Dog TV is a new television network created specifically for our four-legged friends, launching in the United Kingdom. Seems like the United Kingdom is always a little bit ahead of us on some of that stuff.
Well, I have to say, dog TV is pretty nice. And as you know, I mentioned my late partner. We had two dogs together. We had a dog named Princess Diana Christina Ward Robinson. But she died of cancer. Now we have a dog. Well, now it's my dog, and named Chief. So, I think dogs like to watch their fellow community, their fellow dogs.
I think dogs deserve a TV station. Mm-hmm. I think they probably deserve one more than a lot of people do. Created after 3 years of research, the channel will air scientifically tested programming, aiming to alleviate symptoms of conditions like separation anxiety, loneliness, and stress, bosses say. It will also have shows to help owners better understand and look after their pets. With the number of people getting dogs rising dramatically during the lockdowns, it could be a timely arrival, especially as many owners have now returned to work and animals are being left alone more often. This new channel, Dog TV, it launched earlier this month in the United Kingdom, has been developed following studies into animals' physiological and psychological needs, as well as their moods and responses, to help them feel more stimulated or relaxed when needed, according to the producers. Colors, audio frequencies, and camera alignment have all been adapted to cater to dog senses. Mm-hmm. Professor Nicholas Dodman, the chief scientist for Dog TV. Interestingly, his name is Dodman. You think it could be Dogman. He just changed the third letter from a D to a G. He said Dog TV is an excellent resource for dog owners to help alleviate some of the behavioral problems that can arise when dogs are left alone. With numbers of dog owners rising over the pandemic and owners now returning to work, Dog TV helps canines feel relaxed and comforted until their owners return home. This channel, already available in some other countries, will also feature programs for dog owners, including shows by celebrity dog trainer Laura Nativo, who will provide tips on how to live better at home with a pet, as well as programs that provide simple recipes for dogs. I tell you, some people treat their dogs better than their spouse or their kids, but I think in many cases, the dog deserves it.
Yeah, I have a friend, and he lives in Palm Springs, and he lets his dog sit on, you know, sleep on the couch and sleep in his bed. And of course, me and my late partner Mark was never like that. We didn't let Chief or Princess do any of that. But some people treat dogs like kids, and I like that.
Many times they deserve it. I mean, they are a man's best friend. Mm-hmm. They're faithful friends who understand that humans aren't perfect, but they're always loving and caring, and we need more of that among all species.
Right.
According to Dog TV, one out of six dogs suffers from overt separation anxiety. Symptoms that appear when owners are away can range from excessive barking and refusing to eat to trying to escape and destructive behavior. Victoria Stillwell, she's a British animal trainer. She said, people think that dog TV is a bit of a weird concept at first, but when I tell them the amount of research that has gone into this, that this TV channel can help their dogs while home alone improve their lives considerably and help with different stresses and anxieties, they get it. The service will be available on a range of smart TVs, Android and Apple services, and online. So, you know, do we have enough TV channels, Chris? We have all these reality channels, and of course, it's all fake anyway. And we have channels that are about caring for your pet. We have channels that talk about wildlife and nature. And now we have a channel specifically for dogs, mm-hmm. for dog TV. Mm-hmm. Do you think we're going overboard on the number of channels? I think we would agree there are too many reality channels, and it's gotten ridiculous. You know, MTV used to have great music videos. I used to love watching that when I was in college, because when I was in college back in the olden days, they played music videos. Now it's all these reality shows, and I think most of them are pretty fake.
Well, I like, I don't really watch a lot of reality shows, but I say the last one that was worth watching was when Joan Rivers, the famous comedian and actress, had one with her daughter Melissa Rivers called Joan and Melissa, Joan Knows Best. And that was, I would say that was the last one that was worth watching. And there's no shows like that on today. And I don't really watch them. But I know people still love the Kardashians.
Yeah, I don't really understand the appeal of the Kardashians. I mean, maybe once or twice, but you watch it enough, it mm-hmm. gets a little old after a while.
Well, you know, especially in our business, Adam, you know, it makes money, and you know, viewership is how ratings is how we get our bread and butter. You know that
exactly. Whatever mm-hmm. gets people to listen, gets mm-hmm. their brain cells stimulated, and their eardrums being put to use. Mm-hmm. Got about 1 minute left to the program. You know, as my mama said, Chris, time flies when you are having fun, and wow. I think we've had quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, hopefully I was interesting. I try to be interesting.
You were a good co-host, and we had two good calls, and you never quite know what happens, especially when Adam takes a microphone here at the talking place. Mm-hmm. In the 40 seconds now remaining, Chris, you see all the memorabilia and autographs and stuff. Yeah. Hanging on our walls. Do you have a favorite picture? Do you like the Bee Arthur? Do you like the Bozo the Clown?
Well, I actually saw that.
Mary Ellen? I mean, we have so many of them.
I actually saw that Bee Arthur show just between friends back in 2001. Of course, I wasn't media, so I didn't have a chance to meet her. But I actually, the Bee Arthur poster is probably my favorite, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love Bee Arthur. May she rest in peace. Great actress. Uh-huh. Family, Maud.
And then there's Maud. Yes.
Yep, good song. Mm-hmm. And Bill Macy, recently lost him.
Yes.
He was a guest on Scott's show many times. Great sense of humor. Miss him greatly. What a good actor. Unique.
I believe the only one we have living on from the mod is Adrian.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio.
I want to thank again Chris Michael Ward for being my brother in broadcasting here on The Talking Place. And
I got cut off, but whatever.
It's okay. I've gone ahead and just allowed some time for us to say goodbye.
Okay.
I want to thank you again for sharing the studio with me on this fine Monday morning. You will certainly be back.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have more wisecracks, more interesting news stories, and other tidbits from the annals of broadcasting history.
Thank you.
Stay safe, folks.
Stay safe.
Stay warm, stay dry. Adam, the Computer Guy.
Isn't it taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field?